Holy crap, we're on episode 6. Oh my gosh, super exciting. Welcome back to the Girly Girl podcast, and you're listening to episode 6, how to manage your time and stay organized with a blog, podcast, and school. So let's just get straight into it with the best and worst of the week. For the best thing this week, for me, I went out to lunch with some friends the other day, and we got smoothies, and I got a super yummy green smoothie. I love green smoothies. They're so delicious. I think it had like pineapple in it, probably spinach because it was green. Honestly, I don't know what's in it. It tastes really sweet though, and it was super yummy. And it was really fun seeing people and getting dressed up because if you didn't know already, I'm currently doing online school, so I haven't been seeing that many people and I haven't been getting dressed up very much just because it's pretty easy just to throw on some comfy clothes like a sweatshirt and some loose pants and then call it a day. So that's just what I've been doing. I guess you could call me lazy. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm not, but you know. And it was kind of weird though because one of my friends, I think, was a little mad at me. He sat as far away as possible from me on the table. He literally was leaning off the table so he wouldn't have to sit by me. So that was a little weird. And I'm thinking it might be because the other day we had a talk and he just randomly texted me and he was like, "Congrats on 500 followers on your podcast Instagram." And I was like, "What?" Because I hadn't told any of my friends about my podcast, so I was super confused. And I had also blocked a lot of my friends so they wouldn't find the account, just in case they did, because that'd be, I don't know. But somehow he found it, and I was super confused. So I just responded back, and I was like, "I thought I blocked you." And I didn't say this to be mean. I was honestly just so genuinely confused about how he found it when I blocked him. But it turns out that I failed to notice one important thing, that on my blog, I have a whole page dedicated to my podcast, and in my sidebar, I have my Instagram. So he knows about my blog, right? So he easily found my podcast and that Instagram. So forgot about that. That was a mega oops on my part, but honestly, I don't feel like changing that, so whatever. And I think that he was just mad that I didn't tell him, but sucks to suck. Honestly, but it was just fun seeing people, and I got to wear a new dress I got from Target. It's this super cute dress. It feels really girly too, and usually I don't really like those things, but my sister picked it out for me when we were at Target shopping for school supplies, and I thought it was super cute. It has these big poofy sleeves, and I don't know what the type of dress is called, but it's like kind of flowy, and it's like it could be worn off the shoulders, but I don't think it's supposed to be. And it has this really cute tiny flower print, and it's blue. And I think I put this on my story a few days ago, but you probably wouldn't remember because when I'm recording this, it is Friday. And this episode doesn't go out till Monday, so you definitely don't remember, but that's okay. It was pretty cute, and it made me happy to wear. So moving on to the worst of the week, it was definitely my mom. And I love my mom, and she's great. She's a wonderful lady and mother. But this week, she wasn't really, I guess, doing what she was supposed to be doing. And my mom suffers with depression. So, and sometimes she just goes through weeks where she doesn't really eat and she sleeps all day and doesn't want to do anything, you know. And so that's really hard for me and my family, just seeing her like that. But there's nothing we can do. She refuses to take any medicine or go to any therapy or do anything. She doesn't want to do it. And so we can't really do anything. But it just kind of sucks, especially for like food and stuff, because she forgets that other people want to eat. So we haven't really been having that many dinners this week. And but that just kind of sucks, and she hasn't been really acting like herself. Like I said, there's nothing really I can do or anyone can do because she's not willing to help herself, but if you want, you can send her a little prayer or some good vibes, whatever, however you see it. But anyway, moving on, because don't want to get into that at the moment, but this is my first episode that I'm using my new mic, and it's some Fifine mic. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I hope so. That'd be awkward if I wasn't, but honestly, do I care? No. So I'm using a new Fifine mic, and I'm super excited, and hopefully I got the sound right and didn't mess it up, because if I have to record this again, then I will actually be pissed, because I think this episode might be a little long. By long, maybe like 40 minutes. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'm super excited to use this mic. I think it'll make my episode quality a lot better. And I had just been using my phone before, and with the phone, you really have to get it at like a good angle or the right distance and have to be in a very specific room. Like, I did multiple episodes in my closet until I later realized that my closet is very loud and has a lot of noise because it's close to the air conditioning. So those episodes had quite a bit of background noise. But then I recorded one episode in my basement and put my phone a little bit farther away, and it sounded pretty good, but then I got my mic, so hopefully that sounds better. But again, it's just trial and error, so we'll see. If the audio truly is crappy, then I'll most likely just re-record it, because, I mean, I guess I have time, technically, but I'd rather just get it done in one swoop. And as I said, today it's Friday, so it's Friday morning, which is usually when I record these episodes, since I have two study halls first hour until like 9:40. So I just try to get this done since I have a little space and no one's really awake, so it's not that loud around my house, so it's a pretty good time to record. Then it gives me a few days to edit over the weekend. And this week has actually been pretty good compared to some of the past weeks. Been less stressed. I haven't been that worried, even though I wouldn't say I guess I've been having a little bit more work, but I haven't been that stressed. I've been taking advantage of like small break times and just getting things done when I have little bits of time in between. And I was super productive at the beginning of this week, but towards the end I got a little lazy, which is only natural, I feel, but that's totally okay. I'm fine with that. I got a lot done. In fact, I've actually read two books this week and I'm on a third. I started a series, not exactly sure what it's called, but I know the first book, it's A Court of Thorns and Roses, or it's Roses and Thorns. I think it's Thorns and Roses. And I think it's by Sarah J. Maas. But if I got that wrong, don't quote me on it. But the books are super good. I'm really into them. And I really just like fantasy romance books. They're kind of stupid, but they're just so entertaining and kind of obsessed. And I read everything on my Kindle, except for if it's like a school book. And I find that reading on my Kindle makes me just read faster overall. And on my Kindle, I can get books for free because I use the Libby app on my phone, which is like a library app, so you can get library books on your phone. And it's super helpful because I didn't know about this until my mom's friend told me, and now I haven't spent money on a book since this summer, and it's been super useful, and it's definitely made me read a lot more. And I haven't really read anything fun since the end of summer, or maybe I guess I technically did read a book like 2 weeks ago, but it feels like a long time. Okay, I don't have a very good sense of time. It just feels like forever, right? You know what I mean. And I really just forgot how much I loved reading for fun and just enjoying it and how relaxing it is. And I think that I get so easily caught up in like social media, like TikTok or Snapchat, not really. I don't really like Snapchat. It's too overwhelming for me. Like Instagram, it's just, I can easily waste my time on those apps because I think it'll be relaxing. It'll make me feel less stressed. But instead, this week I've been replacing reading over those times, and I've read a lot more. I've got a lot done. I've been much more productive. So hopefully that'll continue. I'm definitely still trying to build some healthy habits. I might do an episode about the habits I'm trying to build or how to make healthy habits. I know I did a blog post about that, but I might just do a podcast episode about that too. And this week I'm also trying to journal a bit more just because I finally finished my journal from March. And so I ordered a new one and I wrote my first entry last night. And TBH, looking at the blank pages, it was pretty overwhelming and I didn't know what to write. And I felt like the journal was going to judge me or be like, oh, this is so negative, or oh, she's so judgmental, you know? But it's just a journal. It's just paper. And I'm the only one who's going to look at it. So it's just for me. And that's pretty exciting. And I actually got a Moleskine journal, which I've been hearing a lot about recently and for a while now. When I used to be into art, everyone talked about it. And oh my God, this journal is so high quality and it was literally insane. The pages feel like butter. The cover is like so sturdy and everything. Oh my God, so good. I don't know. I don't have words. And I think it was like $10. And the journal I had been using before was like from Target and was probably also $10, but it was kind of falling apart and the cover wasn't very sturdy. But I mean, it did the job. But this journal, good journal, good quality. And my past two episodes have been pretty serious, pretty emotional on my end. So I wanted to do something a bit more fun and talk about something less serious and emotional. Because that is a little overwhelming and I don't feel like getting that deep today. I don't know about you, but school is stressful, blog is stressful, the podcast is stressful. I just have a lot going on, which is funny because I always feel like when anyone asks me what I'm doing, I'm just like, they're like, oh, Carmen, like, what are you doing? What have you been up to? I'm like, oh, nothing, you know, like, just watching Netflix, just watching TikTok, even though I literally haven't watched Netflix in like 2 weeks and I go on TikTok, I was going to say for like 10 minutes, but that's such BS. No, I go on TikTok fairly often. Shh, it's a secret. No, I'm kidding. It's not a secret. Okay. Anyway, moving on. So I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some more fun episodes and not any more of the mushy-gushy stuff, at least for the moment. Kind of not feeling that. And actually, earlier in this week, I kind of planned some of my future episodes out. Well, by plan, I mean I made a list. I didn't like outline them or structure them. That could have been a good idea, but that would have taken too long. So I'll just do that the week of. But in those episodes, shouldn't be that, like, I don't know, emotional. So get excited for that. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I mean, I'll probably tell you like the week of what it is, but it's a secret. But if you listened to the last episode, I think I said what they were. So if you want to get in a little insider scoop, you can do that. So today I'm going to be giving you some super helpful tips and advice on how to manage your time and stay organized as a high school student and how I do this while also running a blog and a podcast. So let's just get into it. And before we do, actually, sorry, I say that every time, but then I'm like, ha, psych, uno, reverse card, bitch. Damn, I was trying not to curse. I'm sorry. I know some people don't like cursing. It's honestly so bad. I was joking. I was thinking about having an episode about titled like my cursing addiction. And I thought that would be so funny. Like, you know, like a play on my strange addiction or whatever it's called. Because it's become literally like second nature. It's like my vocabulary is so messed up. And I don't know. I'm sorry if you don't like cursing. But girl, it just if you don't have to listen. I'm going to try my hardest not to. I really have been trying in the past few episodes, but sometimes it just slips out like that. I'm really trying to do better. And I remember even in fourth grade, I'd be so scared to say crap. And I had all my friends saying crap. They were like, ah, crap. And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't say that. I can't say that. Like, that's a bad word. I can't say that. And now I'm just throwing words out to something that like five people are going to listen to. I think it's funny thinking about how many people actually listen to this because I don't know. Like, do people actually listen to all these episodes or do they just click on it and they're like, nah, like, no. I don't know. Sometimes I do that with podcasts. I either listen the whole thing through and then binge all the podcast episodes, or I'll listen to like 2 minutes of one episode and be like, no, not for me. This is boring. I can't. Or sometimes I'll force myself to listen to some of them, even though I'm like cringing the whole time. I don't know. I feel bad saying that. But some of them I can't listen to. Like, oh, they're just, no. I don't know. Maybe my podcast is like that for you. If so, I'm sorry. But you don't have to listen if you don't want. But if you do, hey girl, what is up? And let's just keep going. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Special reminder today that you are amazing and worthy of all the love and success that you receive and earn for yourself. So that's just a little positive reminder today to start off your week. Happy Monday. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. And you're going to do great. And I love you. And we're going to get into some helpful tips now. So just like starting out, like, why is it so important to have good time management skills or to be organized? Well, obviously, you will get more done and be more efficient and effective in everything that you do. And you will also be able to stay on task and not get behind in your schoolwork, or if you have a posting schedule for, let's say, Instagram, a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, whatever. And life will also be a lot less stressful, and you won't have to worry about falling behind or not knowing what to do. And time management and organization are life skills that you will need to know how to do throughout your entire life, throughout middle school, high school, college, graduate school, your 20s, everything after, your job, whatever, being a parent. You'll just have to know how to manage your time and be organized. And it's important to get good at this right now during middle school or high school, because this will make you much more successful in college and beyond. And sorry if my voice is getting a little nasally. I woke up with really bad allergies, and I was going to say something else, but that's just it. I woke up with a bad allergies, so if you notice that, I apologize. I'm trying not to apologize that much, but I don't know. I just like to let people know so they're not like, oh my God, why does her voice sound like that? Like, is she okay? Or is this how she always sounds? But no, I don't always sound like this. Or if I do, I don't know about you, but sometimes I cringe at my own voice, which is the funniest thing, because I have a podcast, which is literally me just talking the whole time with my voice, mi voz. So that's kind of funny, but I don't know. Do you ever just like watch a video of yourself and you're talking and you listen back and you're like, oh my God, I actually sound like that? Like, that's what I sound like? I mean, this doesn't happen that much anymore, but like when I used to hear videos, I was like, oh my gosh, like turn it off. Like, at my ears, oh my gosh, like that's horrible. That's what everyone has to hear. It's not even that bad. It's just, it sounds different from like me hearing myself just talk in person. Or I found videos of myself like talking when I was younger, and it's so funny. There's one video of me singing to Adele, looking out my window, and it's so dramatic. But the funny thing is that instead of actually singing, I'm like lip singing. It's so dramatic. It's the most like moody tween little thing. It's so cute. It makes me pee. It's so funny. And I hope that you can understand the importance of these life skills, organization, time management. So let's just jump into the tips. My first one is to use a planner. And I am obsessed with planners. Guys, obsessed. And I just think they're so cute and fun and useful, and they are an absolute must for all high school students. And probably too if you're in middle school. Pretty much when I say high school students, I just mean teenagers, wherever you are. I don't know. Can you be a teenager in middle school? I don't even know. Can you? Guess you could be 14 or 13. I'm so bad with age. I don't know. Literally, if I wasn't using a planner, I wouldn't know when any of my assignments or projects were due, or when I had a test or a quiz. Like, I do not remember anything a teacher says, truly. Like, it goes in one ear and out the other, so I have to write it down immediately. Then I can look back on it at the end of the school day and just be like, oh, so I need to do some math homework, study for a physics quiz, write some Harkness questions, watch some crash course videos for A-Push, you know, just all the things. And I started using a planner in middle school, actually, because my school enforced it. And actually, I might have started using it before, but my school was really set on everyone using a planner, everyone staying organized, everyone writing down all their assignments. And all the girls in my grade would have these $50 Lilly Pulitzer planners. And it was absolutely ridiculous. And it was so funny. And it was like, if you didn't have one, you weren't cool. And of course I didn't have one, right? Because like, why would I spend $50 on a fucking planner? Like, no. So all the popular girls had it. I'm saying popular, like in air quotes, whatever. I don't understand popularity. It doesn't. It's stupid. Okay. Another topic for another day. But they would buy these $50 planners, and I just want you to know, you do not need something expensive like this. All you need is some paper, or if you want, you can buy a cheap planner from like Target or Walmart, or you can just buy like a lined notebook, or even just use random lined paper, because you can make your own schedule. Or maybe you like to bullet journal, and you can do that and like make your own thing. That's cool too. I mostly use planners to write out my daily to-dos, or I use them to plan out my week or look at a week at a glance. And that's just pretty much where I just write down everything that I know that I have to do down, or any assignments that I know I'll have to do over the weekend, or if a teacher posted some assignments early, then I can write those out too. And literally right now I'm just using a line notebook. I pretty much am so lazy that I just use the same notebook / journal that I used to like write in like thoughts and journal as my planner. Cause who wouldn't want someone looking at their schedule and then the next page seeing their personal thoughts, right? Like, what a good idea is that, you know? I'm kidding, it actually works pretty well. And I just like being able to create my own structure and keep it as simple as I want. Pretty much all I do is just write out the day of the week and then the date, and then I just write the assignments I have under that. I guess you could say this is kind of like bullet journaling, but not really. And I've never actually really gotten into that. Over the summer, I watched a lot of videos about bullet journaling, but truly I'm too lazy, and bullet journals are expensive, and I already have journals, and I was like, whatever, do I care? Not really. And I feel like I would have enjoyed it for about a week and then gotten sick of it, because it would have been too much work to keep up or to make it cute, do like cute spreads, and I couldn't do it. And that was just a little tangent, but let's get back to some organization and time management. So next up we have the Google Calendar. Oh my gosh, I love my Google Calendar. I listened to an episode from Lily and Haley from the Call Me Candid podcast, and they also talked about organization recently. They were talking about Google Calendar. Oh my gosh, did I say goggle? Google. Yes, they were talking about the Google Calendar and sharing some cool tips about it, and it made me get into it a lot more, and I'm super excited because I've been using it much more recently. I've been loving taking advantage of digital planning materials, and oh my gosh, I'm actually obsessed with it, and Google Calendar is so fun, and I use it to keep all my school, blog, and podcast work organized. And it's awesome because you can create multiple calendars and use different colors. And for example, I have a different color for my schoolwork, my blog, and podcast. And there, I make it really cute. So it's all like monochrome, but like different shades, you know? So I use like this cute purple color they give you. I have like a light purple, medium shade of purple, and then a dark purple. Just all looks so good together. And I have it planned out for when I need to post a blog post, when I have to post a podcast episode, when I'm recording, if I have an interview coming up, or if I need to write something out, or if I have a meeting with someone, or whatever. It's so fun, and it makes me so happy. When I was setting it up, I was like, ooh, yes, girl, getting so organized right now. I am on top of this shit. And I think that being able to look at all the calendars at once makes it so easy to know if you can have an activity during a specific time or if you need to get something done. It's really nice because you can look at all the calendars at once, or you can just look at them individually, which is pretty cool. And this is super helpful when I need a reminder of due dates or need to schedule some things in. And Google Calendar prevents me from missing any posts, upload, or homework assignment. And TBH, after this little rant, they really should sponsor me. So, hey, Google, what's up? Hello? Giving you the up and down look? Hey, girl. Or dude, I don't know. Who invented Google? I don't know. I'm just kidding, but not really. Also, I don't even think they do sponsorships because it's like Google and that's free. But, oh well, you should make a special exception because I'm really promoting you guys right now. Yeah, we should become BFFs. The next thing on the list I have is setting alarms and reminders. And I don't know about you, but I often forget what time I have a class or podcast interview or whatever. So it is super helpful for me to set alarms and reminders on my phone. I'm not ashamed to admit that every morning before my first class, I have at least 3 alarms. Because I don't know, I need 3 before my class. And this doesn't go to say that I wake up with 3 alarms, because no. That is wrong. So don't assume that. I'm one of those elite people who only needs 1. So boom, mic drop. Oh, but I just say that because my sister, she has like 10 alarms, or I don't know, maybe it's just the same one going off, but she has one like every 5 minutes in the morning, starting at like 7 to 8:30. It's the most annoying thing ever. And since it's like 8 a.m. right now and getting close to 8:30, if you hear an alarm in the background noise, just think of her. That is her. But actually set your alarms and hold yourself accountable, because you can't rely on others to always do it for you. And guys, I am actually so pissed right now. Wanna know why? Okay, I'm gonna tell you why. So I was recording this episode on Anchor, right? Which I usually don't do. I usually use GarageBand or something. But I thought, why not? Should be just easier to record directly into Anchor. Little did I know that Anchor stops recording your episode after 30 minutes. So once I had finished talking on the whole episode, right, I looked at it. It had stopped recording at 30 minutes. This was more than 30 minutes, and it had cut off, and I was almost already done. And now it's 8:30, so my sister's alarm definitely did go off. I think it is going off right now. I don't know if you just heard that. And truly, I'm so bad with like learning software and learning tech. And it just, I don't know. Again, podcast, it's a learning curve. Everything I do is a learning curve. It's fine. I'm just going to try to be more aware of the time and actually make sure to look at the tab to see that it is recording. You know, that would have been nice if Anchor said like they cut off your recording at 30 minutes. You know, that could have been cool. Anchor, I have a suggestion. Please do that. Thank you. Or, I don't know, for some reason, I literally thought you could record up to 60 minutes on Anchor, not 30. Jesus, like that's stupid. Who only talks for 30 minutes? I say that, but yet All my first episodes are less than 30 minutes, which is really funny. Now, I can't even imagine now having like a 15-minute episode. Like, I don't even think I could physically not talk that much unless I chose like a topic that was like, I don't know, like something I talked about for 2 minutes. I guess because I like to talk about my week for like 5 or 10 minutes. So then at the end, I talk for like 5 or 10 minutes about like stuff unrelated to the topic, but it's fine though. We're just gonna keep moving. Gonna let that get past me. Okay. We're gonna take a deep breath. It's fine. I got it. It's fine. Gonna hype myself up. You're a bad bitch. You got it. You can record this episode, and there hopefully won't be any other problems. And watch me like start recording this again, and then like the sound be fucked. I actually might like throw something at a wall if that happens. I'm not joking. Going back to setting alarms and holding yourself accountable, I think this is definitely a lesson my younger brother needs to learn because he heavily relies on others. And just a quick story time, but a few weeks ago, we were getting ready to go out to dinner, and my mom said around like 5:30 or something, "Okay, guys, we're all gonna leave at 6. We're gonna be in the car at 6 and then leave." And we're like, "Okay." So 6 o'clock rolls around and we're all going into the car. Me, my sister Hadley, my mom, my dad, even my dog Tilly, right? We were all in the car. And we all got in the car, shut the doors, whatever. She put the key in, started the car, the AC was on, we were all buckled, ready to go. And then we looked around and realized that my brother Reed was not with us. He was not in the car. Somehow, he didn't realize that we had all already left, even though we agreed on the time to leave. And so, of course, I was chosen to go inside and get him. And I yelled at him. I was like, "Reed, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we're leaving at 6. Mom said 6." He was like, "I didn't know. I didn't know we were leaving." I was like, "Were you just waiting for someone to tell you to go?" And he was like, "Yeah." He said, "I was just waiting for someone to tell me it was time to go. I didn't know we were leaving." I was like, "Bruh, we literally told you 30 minutes ago that we were leaving." Like, oh my gosh. Sometimes I just can't deal with other people's stupidity. Sorry, not sorry. If you couldn't tell, I'm doing a duck face and a peace sign now. So, huh. Sun out, tongues out. Huh. That's like the cheesy, like some basic girl's Instagram account. Sorry if that was one of your captions. I don't know. Actually, whatever. No, it is stupid. So, okay. And now that you know the importance of using a planner, taking advantage of Google Calendar, setting reminders, not being a complete idiot like my younger brother, you should also create a weekly schedule. Now, when I say the word schedule, I don't actually mean a schedule. This does not have to be your week planned out by the hour. But if that's your vibe, then by all means, go ahead. But that is not me, and TBH, I'm too lazy to do that. And I even had a planner, and please, I know I said I never had a $50 Lilly Pulitzer planner, but this is a $50 planner, which is not Lilly Pulitzer, though. Thank God. Their patterns give me headaches. But, and yes, I bought a $50 planner. The marketing was good. I'm sorry. I used it for 1 month, okay? And it had like an hourly planning section. And I tried to do that, but I would be so bad at guessing how long something would take me to do that it did not work out. It was a waste of my time. So if you're anything like me, but still want to stay organized, then you can create a sort of weekly overview type thing. And this just means writing down everything you know you have to get done for that specific day. And that way you can look back at it throughout the week and know what you have to have completed. And you can also easily add to it since you'll probably have a lot of blank space. So it'll be good. And pretty much for my weekly overviews or whatever, I just consider that for my blog or podcast, just the Google Calendar. But for like school, I like to actually write it out. Do whatever you enjoy. You can have it all digital, have it all written out, or you can do a combination of both. I think digital is probably just more convenient. I guess just because you can look at it at any time, well, for a planner, you can lose that or forget to bring it somewhere. And relating to the idea of a weekly overview and schedule, if you're overwhelmed with work and different tasks, then you should set up specific dates of the week for whenever you want to get a certain task completed. For example, I record these podcast episodes every Friday morning, as I had talked about during my 2 first-hour study halls. And I also schedule all my interviews for other people's podcasts on Saturday and edit my podcasts every Saturday night or Sunday morning. And things like these are what keep me consistent and organized. And I know you can't really do this for school, but I would definitely recommend trying this method out if you have a podcast, YouTube channel, blog, whatever. And it is super helpful, and you will definitely thank me later. I love how in this episode I'm really just saying I don't give a fuck and I'm not going to apologize. LOL, party time. Okay, don't know why I just said that, but moving on. So, oh gosh. Sometimes I say something and I'm like, oh, why did I say that? Like, that was dumb. But honestly, yes, it was dumb. Am I going to keep going? Yes, I am. So let's go. And to manage my time better, I like to give tasks time limits. And this prevents me from wasting time on something that I could have already finished an hour ago or something. And I specifically do this with homework assignments and when writing blog posts. And when I set a timer, I make sure that I have no distractions and just get straight to business. And specifically for writing blog posts, I know how long it should take me, so that's easy to set a timer for. But like for homework assignments, I guess you could kind of do it if you just know how much for like the average time you need to work, or you could like make a guesstimate, but I don't know. And so I have no distractions when I set a timer. That means I don't let myself check my phone or scroll through TikTok while the timer is running. And all I do is work on my assignment or the task. And this has definitely been an absolute lifesaver with the start of school. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend trying. It is about this innocent college girl who falls for this bad boy, you know, some super cheesy thing. It's really good though. I've low-key watched it twice. Might be watching it a third time. I think before I watch the second one, I'll rewatch the first one just so I could remember it out. If you ever feel like you have no free time or that there's not enough time in the day to get done whatever it is you're planning on accomplishing, then you need to take better advantage of the little moments. For me, this means recording a podcast episode during a study hall or writing a blog post on a night when I had less homework than normal. It's all about taking advantage of the time you have and not letting it control you. And a quote I really like about time management and just overall productivity is, everyone has the same amount of time in a day, 24 hours. It just depends on how you use it. I think this is an important mindset shift that needs to be made because it makes you realize that if some teenager can start her own business, make money, still get A's, and get into a good college, then you can do whatever you want to. It all comes down to your passion and your drive to succeed and better yourself and willingness to fail. And I know this sounds a little bit cheesy, but I just think it's so true. And just because we all have the same 24 hours in a day does not mean that you should overwork yourself or spend all night on some project. 24 hours does not mean 24 work hours. That is not the message that I'm trying to project. Just remember to take breaks, don't overwork yourself, and do not, under any circumstance, skip meals. No assignment or project is more important than your health. And I know that I've done this sometimes, or my sister does this, where we get into the mindset that you have so much to do. You have 3 tests tomorrow. You have so much to do. You don't have time to eat. You don't have time. You just keep saying that to yourself. I don't have time. I don't have time. But you do have time. You need to relax. You need to chill. And you need to eat. So it's important just to remember your health. That should always be your first priority. And just don't skip meals. That's not healthy, and it's definitely not necessary. And during break times, I like to go outside, read a book, set a 5-minute timer, walk around, do whatever. Just anything that isn't looking at a screen or watching some video or working on homework or my blog or my podcast, just something to take a break and to get away from it. And productivity does not have to come at a cost. Remember to take care of yourself, take time for yourself, practice self-care, watch a movie. I know that I am planning on watching the second After movie on October 2nd when it comes out. I'm super excited. If you haven't watched the first one, you definitely should. It's on Netflix. I'm super excited, and I even set a reminder on my Google Calendar so I wouldn't forget. But October 2nd, Amazon Prime, After We Collided, is coming out. You should definitely watch it. And for self-care, I also like to go outside, FaceTime friends, face mask, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just remember to take time away from your work and focus on the actual life you're living in. Take some time to be present and just truly live. I mean, it's important to realize that work isn't everything, school isn't everything. You need to take time to like focus on the important things like your family, your friends, how you feel, your health, the outside world, going outside, like go for a hike, do whatever, walk around in your neighborhood, listen to a podcast. I don't know. Congrats on doing that right now. I guess you're practicing self-care. I truly hope that you have enjoyed today's episode and have gained some new tips and advice on how to get more organized. I hope there was something that you learned or could take away from this. And I know that this time can be super overwhelming and stressful, but just remember that you can handle it and that we all struggle, me especially. Like, I'm not some perfect person. As I said at the beginning of this episode, I was productive at the beginning of the week. Yes, I was a productivity queen at the beginning of this week. But like now on a Friday, it wasn't happening. I mean, last night I had to study for two quizzes. I had to push myself so hard. I did not want to. All I wanted to do was lay down. I was tired. And it's okay. We all struggle with trying to be focused, trying to be organized, managing our time, having healthy habits. Like, that's okay. And also, don't compare your struggle to someone else's. Like, some people struggle more, some people struggle less. Like, but everything is valid. And this is the same with mental health, too. I know I talked about this in episode 5, but you don't need to always think that just because yours is something about you is worse than somebody else, that makes you more qualified or it makes it more valid. I don't know. But keep in mind that you don't always have to be perfect. And I mean, some weeks I'm an absolute couch potato who doesn't leave their bed. And other weeks I'm a productivity machine. Like I said, it all depends. And the varying in weeks is valid and totally normal. But again, before you go, remember to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And again, a reminder, you are wonderful. You are great. You are a boss bitch. And you got this week. You got it in the bag. Like, you're gonna slay. And I hate the word slay, but I'm using it because slay girl, like, oh, I feel like a Pinterest. Like those Pinterest or Tumblr quotes that are like, slay girl. You can make it like a background screen. Okay, who cares? Yes. I'm a Pinterest quote today. Embrace it. I'm embracing it. We're just going. And don't forget to check out my blog and join my newsletter. Send an email out every Sunday, and it's called my Insider Scoop. It just gives you more details on what's been going on in my week, and I give updates about my podcast, my blog. I attach my recent blog post, my recent podcast episode, also some of my favorite things for that week. So if you're interested in that, you should definitely subscribe and join. And you can do this by clicking the link below. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel if that's your preferred podcast platform. And if you need advice or have any questions or constructive criticism, you can send me an email. You can send an email to thegirlygirlpodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me at thegirlygirlpodcast. And again, I say this every episode, but I want to start doing personal advice segments. So if you're interested in that, just email me, DM me, whatever. You can also send an audio clip describing your situation in under 1 minute that I will feature when discussing your issue. And to do this, click the episodes link in the description to find the send messages button. Or if you don't see that, then there should just be a link that says like digital messages or messages or something. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to, so you can stay updated whenever I post, and leave a review down below if you enjoyed today's episode. And remember, you're a boss, you're a baddie, I love you, and I can't wait to see you next week. And make sure you follow me on Instagram so you can stay updated more closely about what's going on with my week, so you get sneak peeks from these episodes in advance, and you can figure out what my next episode will be. So, bye, girly girls, and I'll see you next week.